You know, it's difficult sometimes when there's a deep thought that somebody has. Sometimes we spoke a little bit about it yesterday, the inyan of silence and a deep relationships. Deep relationships don't consist always. I mean, you have to have conversations. A person has to have conversations. You have to listen. But the depth of a relationship sometimes is not something that you can express. It's not something that you could always really say. Ki ani yadati, right? Ki ani yadati, right? The tzaddikim talk about the fact that you can't. Sometimes you can't express. You can't express how you feel because the feelings are so much more powerful than expressing. And I think that, you know, it happens to be today is the yard site of Simcha's grandfather, Simcha Septimus's grandfather, Heshy Markowitz, who I remember so well, his family, his whole family, was such a special person. It's not the forum now to go on and to talk about his grandfather, but I just wanted to dedicate this shiur and dedicate us getting together to Heshy, to Simcha's grandfather, Tzvi ben Shmuel is the Neshama Shel Eben Aliyah. It's interesting that we start off singing about Reb Shaila. Reb Shaila's yard sites tonight. Reb Shaila was a Yid who just lived for everybody else. That's what he was. A Yid who just lived totally for other people, as the Reb Chaim Volozhin says in the Agdama, that his son said, "V'kach haya avi." My father used to say, "Lo la'atzmai nivra ha'adam ela lahoy la'achrini." We think we're in this world for our little dalet amos of whatever it is. I got this problem, and I got this problem, and I got this, and I got this. And we don't realize that we're really here on such a big purpose. There's such a massive purpose. We're here for others. When it says others, it sounds like I'm just here to help other people, which is also true. But to help, we don't even realize, as far as neshamas and gilgulim and why I'm here in 2025 and why I was born in 19, you know, whatever time you were born in 2000, right? Many of you were born in 2000 already, right? In the 2000, why were you born in 2000? And I'm an 80s boy. Rabbi Lazarus, okay, it's different Madrega, right? Right? But, so every, what's Rabbi Lazarus doing here with us now? How does that work? It's neshamas. It's much bigger things going on. We're not here for this small little, forget about Gilgulim. That's a whole discussion itself. Gilgulim. So just to say, Heshy, your grandfather, also is a Yid. He was nifter very young, but he's still alive. He's still alive. He's sitting here talking about him. Still alive. I have him in my heart. I spoke to him the last Shabbos before he passed away. I had an incredible conversation with him. A Yid who loved his Rebbe. He loved his Rebbe. He lived for his Rebbe, for his family. So Shama should have an Aliyah. Yeah. Especially today also, it's Yom HaZikaron. To have in mind the soldiers, to have in mind the families. The families. Families of people that today is a very, very sad day for a lot of people. Very, very sad day for a lot of parents, for a lot of children who lost a father, who lost a mother, parents who lost a child,
friends,
brothers, sisters. There's a lot of pain that Klal Yisrael, that a lot of Klal Yisrael, not getting into, you have to get into Yom HaZikaron, what is it? Is it government, not government? We'll talk about that tonight. Not recorded. Even though I was thinking for the first time, maybe we should record. We will. We're not going to record the Yom HaTzmut share. But tonight, I encourage everybody to come and share with everyone to come to the Yom HaTzmut share. But it's nothing to do with politics, not politics. The day we anytime we could remember pain and think about, right? That was Moshe Rabbeinu. What does Rashi say about Moshe Rabbeinu? That he, Nasan Eina V'Liba Elias, he paid attention. You know, it's one of the problems and the challenges, as the Ramchal says, in what Leitzanus is. Leitzanus is, here, I'll bring it up. I'll bring up Leitzanus right now. Here's Leitzanus. I'm going on a thing. I'm not going to say it out loud where I'm going. But if you look up the news, this is called Leitzanus right now. What? No. I'm going on a... Yeah, I could show you guys. I'm going on there right now. Very, very kosher. You have to edit that out.
I'll edit, my bad.
Yeah, because for us, it's not Lashon Hara. For someone, it's time for me to talk about a news thing that I'd rather not do. For us here, I could say, because we're in yeshiva here talking, so I could talk about, what? Oh, so look, well, this is called Leitzanus. This is why it's important to talk about heavy things and to process heavy things. Because if you turn on this right away, and this is, right? It's not loading.
It's a good thing.
But if you turn it on right away, I didn't even prepare this. I know it could happen anytime. So why do I have it? It's a good kasha. Okay, I don't know what's happening. Basically, what it is that when a person hears that there's something that happened, I try and do this, and I should never have to do this anymore. Whenever you see a sign, thank you. Right. Right here, on top of it, it says Lakewood Apartment Rentals. You hear what I'm trying to say? There's a fire burning on Highway 1. And right up top on the thing, as I'm looking at the fire, it says Lakewood Apartment Rentals. That's very confusing for the soul and for the emotion, right? It's very confusing when you go ahead and you say, can I keep on going? Here we go. Tragedy, I don't even want to say it, right? And then, it's just advertisements of a butterfly going while there's a candle, and I recommend this to anybody and everyone. If you're looking at something that Hashem Yirachem, and I'm going to right here, even says it, because I'm not gonna in during the shiur right now, go ahead and show how Leitzanus works. It says there's a tragedy, I'm reading it right now. Tragedy in Givat Zev, did a police search lead to the death of a baby, right? So what do? I'm gonna scroll right up here to an advertisement. No. You stop for a second. You stop for a second, and you say Shir Amalos, and you say Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. When a person sees something, and experiences something, and hears news, and hears something that's going on, it's not just okay, great. What's next? Right, that's what the news. That's what happens with the news when you listen to the news. Yeah. What's the pshat? The pshat is to stop. Thank you, Ruben Yonah. The pshat is to stop when a person is able, as I think the Divrei Chaim said, what do you do for a living? The Tzan Zerov, we were there. We were by the Divrei Chaim. Build bridges. You heard that from me?
No, I heard.
You heard? It says, what do you do for a living? I build bridges. What does he mean? For a living you build bridges? Yeah. I build a bridge from my head to my heart. I build a bridge from my head to my heart. Because we hear information. We hear a lot of information. And it's going to stop. It's going to stop. It's not going to get to my heart. Because the next thing I know is, right, the information that I hear. Oh, Shmuel. Welcome, Shmuel. Welcome back. What's the pshat? The pshat is that our process, to process and to think and let the thinking go into our hearts. So to think for a few minutes about soldiers, to think about families, to think about somebody else, to think that other, somebody else. Nasan libay eina v'libay liyos meitzar aleihem. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu a great leader? Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu is a great leader is because, right, what's that medrash where he is running after, he was a shepherd, and there's that one sheep that was... you know, out in the distance. He's got 100 sheep in front of him, and he has that one sheep. What does the leader do? The leader runs after the individual. The leader runs after the individual. The leader cares about the individual. Right? They say that story with the Chavetz Chaim, one of my favorite stories. Say the Chavetz Chaim, they had a whole meeting in I don't think it was in his house. They had a meeting with the Chavetz Chaim about Klal Yisrael. They're talking about Klal Yisrael. And the Chavetz Chaim came late to the meeting. There were all the Gedolim there. And he came late. And he says, I'm sorry. I was helping out an almana, someone who needed money, who needed help. So I said, okay, great. He came 10 minutes late, whatever it is. The meeting continued. Someone whispered to the Chavetz Chaim during the meeting. He says, Anshuldik, excuse me to ask the Chavetz Chaim, I know you had this thing that you were with this almana, but we are having a meeting about Klal Yisrael. So what's it's not such a good excuse with the almana. So the Chavetz Chaim says to the guy, she is Klal Yisrael. That is Klal Yisrael. That is Klal Yisrael. That is Klal Yisrael. When a person many times thinks of himself and his avoda and what he's working on, many times what happens is we think in the big sense of doing great things, doing big things, becoming famous, becoming a big Oved Hashem, becoming a big tzaddik, knowing all of Shas, making billions, millions, becoming great in the world, becoming this known person. What Sfiras HaOmer teaches each and every one of us, one of the lessons of Sfiras HaOmer is, I don't know how it is for all of you, but like, there are probably so many chats for Sfiras HaOmer to be reminded. Sfiras HaOmer, Sfiras HaOmer, Sfiras HaOmer. Everybody holds, right? What happens when a person misses, right? He says, this year I'm going to do 49 days. This year I'm going to do it. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's a Durabanan. Everybody holds it's a Durabanan. Maybe the Ramban, famous Ramban. It's Daraisa thing. Durabanan, right? A person says, that's it. To miss Kriya Shema, and again, we're not judging. I'm saying, okay, so you miss Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, Zman Kriya Shema is a Daraisa. Sfiras HaOmer, every day is so, so powerful. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? What's the pshat? What's the pshat? It's so, what's such a big deal? So you miss Sfiras HaOmer. I got to make sure that there's that anxiety. I did it. This year I'm going to do it, which is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. But what's the depth of that? I think the depth of that is that what Sfiras HaOmer teaches me and teaches each and every one of us is that, yeah, it's 49 days. Pesach, We spoke yesterday about Pesach, the Shavuos, the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Bechayah. I say that it's Chol HaMoed. It's like we're still in Yom Tov. It's very big. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kabbalas HaTorah. You know how you get to Kabbalas HaTorah. You know how you get out of Mitzrayim? Little by little. Little by little. The Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were reminded of Rabbi Akiva. What's the famous, one of the most famous lessons that Rabbi Akiva taught and teaches in Avos D'Rabbi Nosson? How did Rabbi Akiva become Rabbi Akiva? He was already 40 years old. 40 years old. And what happened? He saw the rock and he saw the drip of the water on the rock. Drop, drop, drop. And this rock, which is so hard, was penetrated with the drop and the drop and the drop. And let's say you took a bucket of water of all those little drops and poured it on the rock, nothing would happen. But because it's a drop and a drop, says Rabbi Akiva, if that's what happens to something that's hard, could you imagine what the Torah does to my heart? The micro, the little Torah that a person does, the little midah that a person does, the little smile that a person does every day. Like we said yesterday, don't count the days, make the days count. It's not a cute, I mean, it is cute. But what's the pshat? The pshat is when you focus on yamim. They say arichas yamim. Your grandfather had arichas yamim. He might not have had arichas shanim. We pray for arichas yamim and shanim. What's arichas yamim? What does that mean to have a long day? You know what having a long day, you know what a long day is? A long day, correct. A long day is getting up early. Getting up early and having a productive day, little by little by little by little. Little by little by little. As I say all the time, Mirtz Hashem will learn a Hilchos Lashon Hara. Hilchos Lashon Hara changed my life. Hilchos Lashon Hara changed my life. You know how it changed my life? Because I've been doing it. Reb Zev, how long? How many years now?
8 years.
Seven years. And in my house as well. Not just in yeshiva. 7 years in my house. I don't even know how many times. It's not the point. It's not the point that you sit at 1 month and you go over it 20 times. It's the tiny, tiny halacha, little over here. Everyone knows. Great relationships. Yes, you might meet someone. Sorry. Thank you, Simcha. I made a bracha before. Everyone knows. All great. Yes, you can meet someone. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Just go again. I'm going to continue. All great relationships are built little by slowly. Yeah, you can fall in love with someone. Yeah, you can meet someone and say, oh, I feel like I know. I think he went to get, thank you. Yeah, you can meet somebody and feel you, I know you, I this, I that. We connect. All relationships of anything, in anything, is tiny as one day, one little, thank you very much. One little time at a time. A Mishnah. You learn a Mishnah at a time. You focus on the little micro. And you know what happens when a person does that? When you begin to realize that Sfiras HaOmer, the way to connect to Torah, the way to connect to Hashem, is so easy because it's so small. It's so tiny. When you do a little thing, you say a good morning to someone. You say a good afternoon to someone. You give someone a little cup of water. You do something so little. That's where greatness becomes. That's where greatness. What happens is, thank you very much. Thank you. So taken care of over here. Thank you so much. I'm not sure if I make another bracha. I make a bracha. No. Why? Because I remember.
Or you do the whole water example
now. Yeah, right, very good. Ari knows.
Sure.
I want to tell you something. the strength of belonging to something is incredible. To be a chassid is incredible. To be a chassid of a group of chassidim, to be part of a yeshiva, to be part of something is incredible. It's warming. You feel secure. You feel great. Awesome. Very, very important to belong to a group. Everyone's waiting for the but. As an individual, that's the challenge. As an individual, to build yourself between you, yourself, and you, to open up, to go to shir is great. To go to shir, I'm in so-and-so shir, I'm in this yeshiva, I'm here, I'm part of this group, is beautiful. At the end of the day, the work that every person has to put in to build himself, the tiny, tiny, tiny work that you have to put in, right? To, as I tell everybody, to get married is the easiest thing in the world. First of all, it's the greatest. Ari, you have to remind, it's the greatest thing in the world to get married. It's an incredible thing. It's awesome. In a certain way, it's easy. You fall in love. Yitzhak Hashem, I give everybody here a bracha that you're going to fall in love with your future wife.
Amen. Amen.
Beautiful. Don't fall in love with not your wife, because then you're in trouble. Meaning, you chap what I'm saying. Because then it's hard to fall out of love. You're going to fall out of love. Why? What's the pshat? You're going to fall out of love with your wife, but to fall out of love with not your wife, it's very hard because she's not your wife. So you could stay in love for a long time. I'll say that again if that makes sense. Meshulam, did that make sense? He got it. If Meshulam says it makes sense, it makes sense. Thank you, Meshulam. What? Yeah. I didn't say it. No. I didn't say if Meshulam said it, we all understand it. I just know that if Meshulam said what I said makes sense, then I know that I'm onto something. The pshat's like this. If you fall in love with somebody who you're not supposed to fall in love with, you will continue to be in love with that person, and then you're up the creek, as they say. But if you fall in love with the right person, what happens is you're going to fall out of love, which is beautiful, because then you're able to fall in love again. Nachamo. And to constantly be falling in love. How did I get to this? I had this point. Where did I go? Where did this come from? No, I mamish just lost. What? Yeah, I know, but why? But how did that? But how does that what?
You were explaining falling out of love.
No, oh gosh.
Getting married is easy.
Thank you. So getting married is easy. Thank you, Ruvenina. That was the key that I mean, everybody else was right what I was saying. That's what I needed. Getting married, what do you have to do? What do you have to do to get married? Get a ring, get two Eidim, fall in love. That's pretty easy. I gave everybody here a Birchas Hedget. Rabbi Lazarus is here. Rabbi Widow's here. They said, Amen. Rabbi Zarah, Rabbi Freiman, we're good. Amen. Right? Amen to everybody getting married here. Getting married. Right. I'm saying for me it was a Birchas Hedget. Not, I was saying my bracha. But they said Amen. Okay, good. Yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow morning. What's the pshat? The pshat's like this. Falling in love, everyone's going to fall in love. You get the ring, Hariat Mikudesh Asli. Great. Beautiful. Big wedding. Big ceremony. There's an Auschwitz survivor. Remind me to get back onto the marriage thing, but it fits. Auschwitz survivor, his name, Heiliger Yid, I was zeicher to grow up with him. Menashe, Rabbi Freiman, you could ask the family about Menashe. Everybody knew Menashe Shamroth, Auschwitz survivor. And he said over, I remember he says, back in the day, he says with his accent, he says, they're bar mitzvah. What did you do, bar mitzvah? You came to shul, you put on your tefillin, they had a little kichel, they had a little brumfin, a little l'chaim. Mazel tov, go do mitzvahs. Go live your life. He says, now, it's $30,000, $100,000. So he said in a joking way, he's a very sharp person, but it's true. He says, the reason is because back then, you became a bar mitzvah, you continued being a bar mitzvah. Here, it's that day, that's the ganze spiel, and that's it. You have your bar mitzvah, and then you're There's nothing else to do. You have this big bar mitzvah, but you don't do anything afterwards. What's the pshat? So you get married. You spend $50,000. I don't know how much a wedding is in America, for sure. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Mazel tov, mazel tov. Great. Now what? Now the little things. Now you got to learn to say, excuse me. Now you got to learn to be nice. As I'm going to remind everybody here. Everybody says, wait. The guy in my room, my roommate, but I don't love the guy in my roommate. My roommate I don't love. So of course I'm nasty to him. The guy in my class, in my shir, my friend, of course. I'm not stuck with him, so of course I'm not nice to him. But my wife, I'm going to love her. So of course I'm going to be nice to her. And what do I say? It's the opposite. Why? Because the closer you are with someone, who do we hurt? We hurt the people who are closest to us. So it's not going to work like that. Now, oh, I'm painting a doomsday, and I'm saying it's very difficult. So I'll paint, I don't know what the opposite, someone can chat GBT it. What's the opposite of doomsday? Someone can. I was being half. What's the opposite of doomsday? The opposite of doomsday is that you can have an incredible marriage, and you will have an incredible marriage. Tzvi, you're on it. You have an incredible marriage. Why? Because the little things that you do, the little tiny things that you do, the little things that you do, the little things that a person does, that's the word?
Opposite serenity, harmony, peace.
Of doomsday?
Era of peace.
Era of peace. I like that, by the way. That's very good. I'll tell you why. Because the peacefulness, shalom bayis, I said that min hashamayim. Shalom bayis means a peaceful home. How do you have a peaceful home? You know what it is? It's not about going to a marriage counselor. Sometimes you have to go to a marriage counselor. It's not about taking your wife away to Hawaii. Sometimes you got to take your wife away to Hawaii. It's not about being on vacation. For real. For real. It's not about that. It's important also. It's about the tiny little things. Tiny, tiny, tiny little things. The tiny, tiny, tiny most things. It's going ahead and sending a text. I love you. Thank you for breakfast. Thank you for lunch. Thank you for whatever it is. Thank you for being you. The little tiny things that a person does. The tiny, tiny, tiny things that a person does. Think of your mother. Think of your father. How could you better your relationship with your father and your mother? So someone's going to say, I have so much trauma. I have so much depth. I have so many issues. I got so many things. Think about a sibling who you might struggle with. Think of somebody in your life who it's worth. So you're going to think, I need to go to years of therapy and trauma and all this stuff, which might be true. That might be true. But I can tell you one thing. If you're every Erev Shabbos, you call the person and you say, I just wanted to wish you a good Shabbos. I want to tell you I was thinking about you. You send them a WhatsApp saying, I hope you're having a nice day. You do little tiny things. How about this? Think about the people who you don't get along with. You don't get along with. What are the little tiny things? A lot of times we think the little tiny things that we can do that can make a big... There's somebody who I wanted to strengthen my relationship with them. So what did I do? What did I do? I called them. I texted them. I engaged in a nice, pleasant, sweet conversation with the person. Is that going to fix everything? Is that going to make everything great? No, it doesn't change. See, that's the Vart and Sfiras Omer. Why didn't we go from Pesach, from Yetziyah? Why don't we go straight from Pesach? There are many different pshatim. Why didn't we go straight from Pesach, straight to Kabbalah Satorah? Go straight, okay. Pasha pshat is we need to be Metar. We're on Memtesh Shari Toma. So we have to go through that. But why couldn't it have been quicker? The answer is that Yetzias Mitzrayim and being free and changing your life is not something that happens overnight. It's not big. It's not a big, massive whole. Yes, was Yetzias Mitzrayim big? It was big. Was Kabbalah Satorah big? It was big. But what was the key in Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satorah? 49 days of, did I count today? Is today the 17th day? The little nitty gritty of today is Teferes Shebet Teferes. What is Teferes Shebet Teferes? A little thing makes a difference. And Teferet Shabbateras today is so significant. We spoke about this yesterday also. Every day is Chesed Shabbat Teferes, Teferet Shabbat Teferes. Tomorrow is Netzach Shabbat Teferes. It's all these big Kabbalistic. What's it teaching us? It's screaming at us. I don't mean screaming at us in a negative way. It's communicating with us in a very loud. See how sensitive I've become, Ari? Right? Mamish, I won't even say it's screaming at us, and I didn't even mean screaming. Thank you, Ari. Ari Garfield. Thank you. What? It's like talking to us. It's communicating to us to say, what's today? Who on a regular day says Teferes Shabbat Teferes? All Kabbalistic. What are you talking about? It's Wednesday. It's a regular Wednesday. Did you count? Did you count? Meaning, wow, this day has significance. That's how you leave Mitzrayim. That's how you connect to the Torah. Tell me you can't connect to the Torah. Tell me you can't connect to the Torah. Tell me you can't connect to Hashem in the most basic, simplest way. Tell me I can't. One of my most incredible things, and it's a sad thing to say. It's a very sad, I'll show you. It's very sad, but I want to tell you how significant it is. Sorry that I'm leaving everybody over here. This picture. It's a picture. It's right here. Right here. Would you call that a big thing or a little thing? It's a little thing. It's a picture that's right in front of me. And all it does is it reminds my heart. It just reminds me. When we say Shir HaMalos after davening, Mimamakim, Karasicha, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Little thing. You think of a soldier. You think what? People think, oh, in order to bring the hostages, we have to this and the pot, this and ba 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 ba. That's not my business. That's not my business. Meaning I can't do anything about that. Nobody here could do anything practically about going into wherever they are and pulling them out. But I'll tell you what I can do. I could once a day, once a week, once in a while, think. Get a name. It doesn't have to be Bar Avraham Bejulia. Think for 1 second, one little thing to think and say, wow, there's another, a brother of mine that is somewhere else that is might be in pain. The reason I say might be in pain, Mirtz Hashem, hopefully they're somehow okay, somehow. And to think, that's all. A little tiny thing that we do is so, so big. Think of someone who you don't like. Think of someone who you don't like and pray for them in your heart. In your heart. Think of someone who hurt you. I know it's a high level. In your heart and say, you know what? Whatever amount of forgiveness in my heart I could have for that person. It might be 1%. Whatever percent of something I could have, I want to send to that person. You know how little that is to do? You know how tiny that is? And when you do little things like that, you build two Kabbalah Satoira. You take the 17th day of the Omer, and it becomes massive. It becomes gigantic. It becomes lethal in a good way, in a positive way. It becomes so powerful. Because the Yetzirah always wants things to be complicated, negative. Right? Me and Tzvi Singer, a tzaddik, Tzvi Singer. I want to read that piece, that end. You got to see this piece. You got to hear what we just learned. It's like scary how beautiful. I wasn't planning on sharing this. I'll share for the end of Shir. Oy. Thank you very much. That's it, the piece right here. Thank you. He says like this. The Rav Nachman says, this is in Sichas Haran Kuf Beis. He says, when a person is zoiche, I just chop, by the way, he says the Lashon that you're zoiche to have charata. You're zoiche to regret. A person does an avera. You hear this? A person does an Avera, and he feels terrible about the Avera, and he feels mamish terrible. To the, his lashon is Rachmana Litzlan. He says, Rachmana Litzlan, a person does an Avera and he feels terrible. He says, Afal Pikain, he says, these Yisurin could be not Yisurin. He says, why? It could be that you're so angry at yourself that you messed up. You're so angry at yourself and you can't forgive yourself that you did this Avera. You won't forgive yourself for doing this Avera. You are stubborn to say, I will not forgive myself for being whatever I did. He says, no. He says, when a person realizes that Elu HaYisurin, that regret that I have, and that pain that I have, is Moisif and Chaim. You know why? It's so incredible. Because I realize, I'm just saying my own little shot over here, because I realize that my feeling bad shows how close I am with Hashem. Because if I didn't feel so bad, then I wouldn't be so close with Hashem. Or if I wasn't so close with Hashem, I wouldn't feel so bad. And I just thought of another daher, another pshat. If I didn't love myself so much, I wouldn't feel so bad. I love myself so much. I hold of myself so much that I'm in so much pain for all the stupid things that I've done. I love myself so much. I hold of myself so much. I believe in myself so much. I know I'm awesome. I know I'm great. So when I don't act like that, it kills me. You know how beautiful that is? It hurts me so much. You know how beautiful that is. And what does the Yetzer Hara do to that? The Yetzer Hara takes your pain and takes your regret and takes all that, that's the other guy. And he makes you sad, he makes you feel dirty, he makes you feel distant, he tells you you're never gonna make it, you'll never be there, you'll never become what you wanna become. I wanna tell everybody here something. You guys are so young. You guys are so, so young in a good way. You guys are so, so young. So young in a good way. Whatever you want to be, whatever you want to accomplish, whoever you want to be, you can become that. At my age, I could also do a lot, but I'm already a grandfather. I'm saying I'm already a little bit like my career. I mean, Mitzvah Hashem, I hope to have a long career, but I'm saying Mitzvah Hashem. I know, I agree, but I'm just saying I'm not becoming a doctor. I'm not becoming a lawyer. I'm not changing my path that significant. But I agree. I'm a Kabbal. I don't want to. I love what I do. But my point is that it might be a little bit harder for someone who's at a different stage in your life to change. You guys, you want to be a millionaire and a massive Talmud Chacham and a great husband and a great father and live your dream of connecting to Hashem, doing tshuva, creating the life that you want. So you messed up and you feel bad that you messed up. That's beautiful. That's because you love yourself so much. And the answer, what? And Hashem loves you. Hashem loves you. He loves you for that. He loves you even if, correct. He loves you, stam, correct. Hashem should help us, should help all of us and all of Klal Yisrael. Hashem should help all of the Jewish people, each and every one of us, as we're getting close to Mashiach. We're Mashiach's here. Mamash here. We're Mamash here. We're at the doorstep. We're literally Amish, we're here. And the Yetzer Hara just wants to distract us from greatness. The Yetzer Hara wants to distract us and have us worry, as we saw in Mishle, to have us worry about things that we cannot control. The thing I can control is to think about somebody else, to daven for somebody else, to learn for somebody else, to say a good word to somebody else, to learn a little bit more, to learn a little bit more. To be mechazik ourselves in learning, working on ourselves, working on our avas Hashem, on our yiras Hashem, on our dveikas Hashem, and shar chelke achsidus. Just working on everything. We could do that. We could all do it together. We're going to do it together. Today is only the 17th day. We have another, 23 days. No, 33 days. We have another 33 days to build ourselves to Kabbalah Satorah. Every day is so powerful. Nisanel, great to have Nisanel back.
Yeah. Talking about another Jew in a manner which can cause him shame, even though it is not degrading, is Lashon Hara. To mention that someone performs a task poorly is also Lashon Hara, even though many people, including yourself, don't excel in this area. For example, did you hear that song he sang? It was so off-tune. Why does this statement fall under Lashon Hara? Isn't it socially acceptable that most people don't excel in every area? The reason it's Lashon Hara is because the person being spoken about would feel shame if he knew people were talking about him in such a manner.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful first day of the rest of your life, everybody. Thank you so much.